Baby, can you come over here? I set up a blanket for us in front of the fireplace. I figured we could get a little cozy and snuggle up a bit before dinner. I've never gotten to cuddle up in front of a fireplace before. It's so soothing, right? Just watching the flames flicker. Nice and toasty with my man. Scoot closer. Here, come here. It feels so good. Hi. That's much better. I'm so happy we were able to rent this cabin for the holidays. It's beautiful up here, right? With the trees and the mountains. Getting to be alone with you for the holidays. Getting to have you all to myself. I'm so glad we decided to do this. Everything just seems fresher and more alive up here. And everything smells better. Have you noticed that? The air up here smells amazing. Even this place. Just the smells of wood and smoke and warm flannel. I love it. You chose the perfect place for us to spend the holiday.
Even you smell amazing.
But then again, you always smell amazing. You do.
You just smell, I don't know, manly and delicious and kind of woody and earthy. And the best part is you smell like mine. All mine. All mine and no one else's this weekend. I'm so excited to spend the holiday with you. I feel like we've been so distracted lately and so much going on leading up to the holidays. Family and work, and now it's just like we get to focus on each other again. Focus on exactly how much I love you. And how much I love being with you. Yes, I do. Why? Because you're absolutely adorable. Adorable is not a bad thing. Well, I mean, you're not just adorable. You're smart. Funny. You always find the perfect thing to say to make me smile. To make me feel loved. To make me feel wanted. I love your smile. The way your eyes crinkle a bit when you find something I said amusing. The way you look at me. Like I'm just right for you. Just what you need. The way you always consider what I need. Yeah, you're so thoughtful, and you don't even realize it sometimes. I love your arms. No, you wrap them around me. Sometimes it's like you're afraid that if you don't hold me tight enough, I'm gonna float away. But I never would, because my grip on you is just as tight. I'm never letting you go, baby. Yes. Wild animals would have to pull me away. Nope. We're just gonna stay this close forever. The outside world can just deal with itself on its own. I'm right where I want to be. Just pressed right up against you. Here, snuggled up on this blanket. Nice and warm. Toasty. And do you want to know what else I love about you? Can you guess? Yes, I love your ass too. But that's not what I'm talking about. I love how incredibly sexy you are. Yes, you. It's like you don't even realize it sometimes. You just walk into a room and I'm like, fuck yes. Yeah. Sometimes you'll just do something goofy and just sends a little buzz running right through my body. Yeah, goofy can be sexy. Or sometimes you're reading or playing a video game or something really intently. Like all your focus is dedicated to that one act. And all I can think is, damn, he is hot. No, it's not the video games are sexy. It's just how serious you get and how focused. It makes me think about when you focus all that attention on me and on my body. Yeah. Like when you sneak up behind me when I'm distracted doing something else and focus your attention on the back of my neck, kissing it and licking it, sending goosebumps down my spine. And completely stealing my attention. Or when you're lying on top of me, like this, and you slowly direct all of your attention to my breasts, and then my nipples, teasing them with your fingers, palming them, squeezing them, and then bringing your mouth down and just nibbling on my nipples, and then softening the bite with your lips. You know how fucking wet that gets me. I know you can tell, considering how much I wiggle trying to get that pressure right against my pussy. Well, yeah, and the sounds I make, I mean, you know, I figured that would give you a little hint too. But did you know that when you're on top of me, just like you are right now, all I want to do is spread my legs for you. Feel your nice hard cock inside my pussy. Grind right on you. Oh, feel your chest ass with my hands. Squeeze nice and hard. And pull you in nice and deep. And feel you right where I need you. Deep inside me. Is that what you want, baby? I can feel you nice and hard against me. Yeah? Oh. Do you want to fuck me right here? Right in front of the fireplace? I do too, baby. I want you to fill me with your cum. Right here. Right on this blanket. Right in front of this fireplace. On the fucking floor. In the middle of the mountains. With no one around to hear me scream for you. But not until later. What do I mean? You promised me a holiday dinner. Yes, remember? We brought the chicken to roast, and the asparagus, and those little baby potatoes. We even brought those cookies for dessert. Baby, I didn't mean to tease you. I just caught up in the feel of your body. Yes, this is what always happens. And then we end up not having dinner. And at 2 in the morning, we're scrounging around to figure out what we can have. It's the holidays, and you promised me a feast. So we're gonna get up off this floor, go into that kitchen, and make our holiday dinner. Even if we're wet and hard while we do it. I know. I want it too. But my stomach has needs too. And I know yours does too. So, let's go make our dinner. And then after, you can fuck me however you want. And wherever you want. I think so too. In front of the fireplace sounds perfect. I love you, baby. Happy holidays.